when my mum found these photographs just after Lee died. She came up here because she was looking for baby pictures of my dad to compare with me, because I'd just been born. And she didn't find any baby pictures, but what she did find was manuscripts and contact sheets. And the manuscript was about this battle, and it turns out to be Lee's first ever combat battle, the Siege of St. Malo. And she brought it downstairs and showed it to my dad, and he just sat on the red stairs that we came up. He just read it and read it again, and he just couldn't believe that that was his mum.
Wow. He didn't know. He didn't know her history.
No, he didn't. He didn't talk to her at all about... She didn't talk to him at all about the war. I think part of it is to protect him. Part of it is because you just didn't.
Yeah.
You put up and you shut up. I mean, everybody came back from the war, and the general consensus was, don't talk about it. And if you can't deal, have a drink. And if you still can't deal, have another drink. So, like, so many people had these kind of mental traumas that, and they couldn't deal with it. Nothing was known about it in those days. PTSD, which is what she'd now be diagnosed as, was like shell shock.
Yeah.
No one knew anything about depression or anything. So she was just, all of these people were just trying to deal with it and told to pretend that nothing had happened and come back and play the game.
Wow. Wow. And so he would have only known her, yeah. Like, he just, as that traumatised person. He knew her as
the celebrity cook. But when he was younger, he knew her as a very troubled woman who was dealing with mental health issues, her own depression, PTSD, and trying to live with PTSD, because depression and PTSD is not something that you can flip a switch on. They don't go away. You just have to learn to live with them. And in those days, nothing was known about it. So she really struggled, and she did what everybody else did, which was, you know, the consensus of drinking. And at some point she realised that didn't work. And that's when she kind of, I don't know, in some way realised that working as a photojournalist wasn't good for her. And it was maybe some kind of trigger. We know now that there's triggers with PTSD, right? So on some level, being a photojournalist triggered her. And so she stopped. She hid stuff up here in the attic and reinvents herself as this gourmet cook. She's still this really intelligent, creative person. So you need another outlet. You're not going to stop being who you are and this artist. And I think she even says in some articles that cooking is therapy.